When we were very young, our father sat on the end of our bed to unload his sack of stories. He clicked out our light. He would not begin until we had shut our eyes. The darkness confirmed his lack of scent, either animal or cosmetic, an absence that seems odder to us now than then. Being unable to smell him in the dark never struck us as unusual. Fathers had no aroma. "I am waiting," he said. Scent was not all he lacked. He had no outstanding peculiarity of voice or appearance, no distinguishing timbre or taste, no feel that might embed him like a splinter in a stranger's memory. Neither coarse nor smooth, bitter nor honeyed, ugly nor handsome, a golden mean of averageness he was, to the untrained eye, immaculately bland. Yet to us, he was magnificently, simply, our father. As invisible and essential as the equator, as vital and take it for granted as air. "I am waiting." We might not have been able to smell, touch, taste, or hear him, but he would hold his silence until we could not see him. Need he have waited? We might have turned on the light and opened our eyes, and still not seen him. But he did exist. He had heft. When he sat on the mattress, we rose on the wave that his weight pushed from his end to ours, another sign of his existence, his cross-grain of distrust. Even in the darkness, if he suspected that so much as one letterbox slot eyelid was cheating and one of his own children was deceiving him, he would repeat, "I am waiting." Or would he? Was he even speaking? He had no need to, and perhaps we were imagining the words. His silences were commanding, his absences unforgettable. So then, no voice, no odour, no mark on the senses, no feeling tone, not even a trace of what might glibly be called personality. Why so many no's, nots, neithers and nors? Why remember him by what he wanted for? Perhaps, if you looked at it his way, these absences were not what nature had stripped away from him, but what it had given. If he had exuded an odour, somebody might have asked him to change it, and if he changed it, somebody else might have noticed the change. And then a third other might have been able to track him down, sniff him out. Now we are not so young. We are inclined to look at his way. In his phantomness, there was no lack, no deprivation. Nature had set him free. By giving him nothing, it had granted him his license.